259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. We're kicking off. Issues here. Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Had a little technical difficulties tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You know, those technical difficulties, they just come out of thin air sometimes. But we're going to do our best to deal with them. Hopefully they'll go away. 800-259-5791, hour two, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it is your show. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map for you to take a look at, map.freetalklive.com. You can view the entire world of Free Talk Live listeners from all different countries, all different states. People have plotted themselves on the map at map.freetalklive.com. You can add your location, your name. You can add a photo of yourself if you'd like, even a little phrase to go along with your entry on our map at map.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So last hour we were wrapping things up, and by the way, coming up to this hour, if we get a chance, upskirt photography, we got to talk more about that.
That's such a great tease. Coming up this hour, upskirt photography. That's what we got coming up for you.
It's on the way.
This is a radio show. How do we do that?
We're going to talk about it.
I see.
Not going to actually do it. I don't think anybody in here...
Then why did I wear this skirt?
We'll have actual upskirt photography in the studio. You know, it amazes me how those morning shows do it. We've got naked girls in the studio.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, right? That's all it is, just making fun of the fact that nobody else has the naked girls in their cars, that sort of thing. Let's go back to Microsoft, though, because Rick is on the line from Wisconsin. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Rick.
I wanted to make a couple points regarding Microsoft and their monopoly.
Well, first, they don't have a monopoly, right?
Well, that's up for debate.
They have a large market. There's no debating. They have competition, therefore, no monopoly. But okay, go ahead with your points.
Well, right, but that's where the points are coming in. Is that, you know, whenever a company such as Apple or NetWare or Corel actually get close to being able to fold up, Microsoft has this uncanny habit of throwing like about $150, $160 million towards a company like that.
Wait. They give money to Apple when they're getting ready
Microsoft,
to grow a business?
Microsoft owns a pretty good sized share of Apple.
Well, hold on. They basically save the companies from going under. That's how they try and prevent them from becoming a monopoly overall. It's certainly documented. Huh?
Excuse me. I'm trying to understand this, Rick. How is it that saving the competition from going out of business will prevent? Huh? How does that make them a monopoly? I don't understand that.
Well, if there's competition, right? You said that there's no monopoly.
That's right.
Correct. But if you save the company from going under, you have competition. So Microsoft is doing themselves their own favor by investing in some of these companies, which is quote unquote an investment.
You're saying they're a monopoly because they own a piece of the competition?
Well, they're creating their own competition, is what he's saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Is anybody stopping you from going out and starting up your own software company and competing with Microsoft?
No, this is not the debate. I'm talking about the practices of Microsoft. Sure, in your own definition, they don't have a monopoly. I'm saying that they're bordering on monopolies, and I'm trying to explain why. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Another reason is that anybody who utilizes Active Directory, I mean, the old file system included to this, it knows that they borrow heavily from Unix and obviously from NetWare. But also I would like to say that both Apple and NetWare have gone to Linux. So what I'm saying is that the battle lines are being drawn here. There's some interesting things will be happening in the future. And, you know, if Microsoft continually has to throw money toward these companies that are on the cusp of failure because they can't compete anymore, Acrow also, you may have been familiar with them, they also had the other Office suite that was competitive with them for quite some time.
Okay.
So, but another thing is that...
WordPerfect?
Yes, WordPerfect, that Office
suite. Yeah, Corel Office, yeah.
Yeah, Corel Office. But Eric S. Raymond, who's kind of been known for his programming skills for Unix, wrote a book called The Cathedral and the Bazaar. It's been a while since I touched base on it, but he brings up some valid points about how the Microsoft business model is not going to be valid in the future, and I don't know what the future is. You know, I mean,
nobody does.
It could be 10 years, could be 15 years. But also another interesting thing is that, you know, you have.
I'm just curious. What was his suggestion? I mean, is he suggesting that decentralized software is a better answer than the way Microsoft does things?
Well, yeah, that's okay. Part of it. But I mean, I think it's more so of along lines that from a profit perspective is that Microsoft's profits will be driven down based upon. I don't like to call Linux free software because, you know, Red Hat is obviously making profits. What I'm saying is that...
It's free to the end user.
Right, to a certain degree. To a certain degree.
Okay.
I mean,
it's also only decentralized to a certain degree because there is still a central code base that has to be utilized and there is a license that has to be followed in order to be able to distribute Linux.
Okay.
Right. And so also what they've done is they've turned it into a services market for Linux, which means that the profit margin is more so in the services aspect.
Meaning like technical support, that sort of thing?
Correct. Okay. Which you see IBM is kind of going in that direction as well for a lot of what they're doing. And in general, I think IT is really going to a heck of a services market. I mean, if you watch a lot of the commercials that are on IBM, some of the other ones, I mean, they're definitely saying that, you know, that's all the help desk oriented sort of.
Well, people do need a lot of help with software, so that makes sense.
So you could just be like me and you could use technologies that get you on both ends. I use Adobe's Cold Fusion server for almost everything that I do, and Adobe charges for the Cold Fusion server product, and then they charge you for support as well.
So you don't actually get any support included with the product?
No. Support incidents from Adobe are $500 a piece.
Oh, my God.
Definitely. You know, they're trying to create a new business model. But the other thing I wanted to say was that also is that I think...
Are you saying this is all bad? I mean, I guess I don't understand your point.
No, what I'm saying is that eventually what we're going to see, whether it's 10 years, 15 years out, I mean, I still think that Linux, you know, from what I've used, you know, I'm basically an IT guy. You know, I mean, and I haven't worked in Linux for the last couple of years, I think that it needed to be more dummy-proofed because it was, you know, it's not as easy to use as Windows. And I think that's a good thing that's going for Windows currently. But once they break through on that, it's going
to
be interesting.
I agree with that. I tried actually using Linux, and it was just, I'm a technical dude, but I didn't have enough time to learn the technical aspects of it, so I had to go back to Windows. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it, man.
Now, Manwich,
we're out of time for you. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Manwich, which part of that didn't you understand?
Most of it.
I wish you would speak up when you don't understand things, because I try to bring it down to a understandable level.
I guess I understood everything he said. It just... You know, like, how does it affect me? The only thing I know how to do is use computer stuff, and I buy a computer and it's got stuff on it, and I use it, you know?
It doesn't really affect you, the end user, and that's one of the things, is a lot of these arguments from people really don't apply to normal life, to the average consumer.
Coming up, 800-259-5791, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Next time, man, let us know when you're clueless, because you're kind of like the dumb guy here. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on TriVortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the TriVortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We do have a slight echo. Pour it up. 800-259-5791. It is your show. You can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. You take control of the show.
I feel like I'm inside one of those little cheapy plastic tubes with the spring in it that you would talk into with a, when you were a kid. I can't even get words out. I'm sorry.
Wang, 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 wang. Yeah, it's a little distracting, but I think that our radio station affiliates aren't actually hearing this, only our poor, poor, dedicated internet listeners.
Well, then, for the internet listeners, now it's Torgo in space. There we go.
All right, 800-259-5791. We're going back to the phones and back to the fun to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hi, I listen to you guys on the podcast. Let me tell you, it's great with QuickTime 7 on my Macintosh. I can listen to you guys at 1.5 speed on the podcast and get a show done in 25 minutes and just blam through them during the week when I have some spare time.
Yeah, that way everybody sounds like chipmunks, right?
Actually, QuickTime has this really great feature where it doesn't increase the pitch. It sort of takes out little bits and spaces.
Really?
But it does it in a way that you can't really notice a change in the tone, so it's just faster.
Well, if it gets rid of just all the unimportant audio, then why don't you go ahead and say hi to Manwich, because I'm sure you've never heard him before.
Hey, do you drink a lot of coffee?
Actually, he talks a little fast for that speed sometime. Manwich is just about right.
Now, do you drink a lot of coffee?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I bet you do. A guy who listens to the show at double speed must drink a lot of coffee.
That's 50% faster, not double speed.
So being a typical workaholic, I'm a college professor here and in Eugene, and I was walking by one of the classrooms here in the evening, and I saw a bunch of police officers in there, and they're in there watching video. So I'm, oh, what's going on here? So I peer in the window, and on the screen flashes the words, how to be a diversity change agent.
What's that mean?
Oh, good
That's
Lord.
That's what I want to know. So it turns out that this is a kind of a PC diversity training that's required of the regional police reserve academy. They have to come in there. They have to pay money for the class and go in there and learn how to be a diversity change agent. So
weird.
I was thinking to myself, wow, that's really great. I'm glad that they have the time to devote to these things, and they don't have to worry about learning about firearm use or investigative techniques, evidence
right.
gathering.
They're in there celebrating diversity.
Yeah, and it's just sort of symptomatic of what's, you know, infecting not only higher education, but it's all levels of government and as a public institution and even private business that you can't turn around. Even walking through Walmart, I hear over the loudspeaker, Walmart dedicated to diversity, and it just drives me nuts. And it seems to be a sort of a neo-Marxism.
Yeah, it definitely has some communist roots, no doubt about it.
Around here, the sort of the things that are bandied about the holy trinity of race, class, and gender, racial preferences, buzzwords like social justice, which is, again has a sort of neo-Marxist tinge to it, and I see these sort of institutional institutional instances of this diversity. It's worming its way into everything. And
you know what kind of bugs me about diversity is the fact that it brings more attention to people being different colors. Hey, I think that we should just let people be people and just consider each person a human being and a man and a woman, and that's it. And forget about all the quotas and the diversity and all that, and just let people interact on a individual basis. Let people choose who they want to talk to. Let people choose who they want to hang around and do business with, and let the market decide how diverse things need to be.
It is a kind of a groupthink mentality.
It's disturbing to me. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-5791. It's the Free Talk Live Echo Round. we're going to Johnson in Sarasota, obviously. Johnson,
apparently so.
With Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, just wanted to comment about the whole, I don't know, I was inspired to call based on that kind of semi-socialist-sounding argument about Microsoft being a monopoly because it's creating its own competition.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that applies. I mean, okay, say Microsoft is creating its own competition by investing in Apple or investing in Linux or whatever.
Right.
That still doesn't necessarily make them a monopoly because they're really wasting their money artificially keeping competition around for now. Real competition could spring up at any time, and it's not like Microsoft is doing anything to keep the competition down. The
sure.
only thing, you know, the only thing that's going on with them is that, you know, that whole, and even that, I think it was the same caller that said that Linux wasn't dummy-proof enough.
Right, he did say that.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, eventually what's going to happen is there's going to spring up some real competition, somebody who figures out what drew people to Apple. You know, a pretty operating system with pretty designer computers that's for stupid people, and then also
hey.
Has the, you don't have a Mac.
Stupid,
I use
stupid
every
people
day
and artists. Stupid
hey.
People and artists. Yeah. Whatever,
I
like there's
don't
a
use
difference.
Mac. I don't use Macs, and I'm an artist, and I actually work for a magazine now, and they don't use Macs either.
Interesting.
But I feel like somebody's going to come out and somebody's going to figure that out and realize that, you know, most people who use computers aren't very smart because most people aren't very smart, and will make an operating system for them that is also technically savvy like Linux and make it, you know, maybe they'll make it free, but they'll make it powerful enough.
It's certainly possible, although I gotta say, I don't think it's fair to say that most people aren't very smart. I think it's more accurate to say that most people aren't very technically adept.
The average IQ is 100, Ian. Huh? The average IQ is 100. Think about that for a minute. The average IQ is 100. Have you ever met a person with 100 IQ?
I've met plenty of people with over 100 IQs. I'm not sure what your point is.
Exactly. Okay, that's what he's trying to say. You've met several people with... Go ahead, Johnson.
Yeah, you don't interact with people who have 100 IQs on a regular basis, and that's most people.
Here's my point, though. You don't have to have a... just because you don't understand computers doesn't mean that you aren't smart. I mean, it just could mean that you just don't have time for computers. You don't have the time to learn how to use computers.
No, that's not what I said. I said most people aren't smart, and therefore they don't understand computers. Not that they're not
most
smart
people don't
because they don't understand computers.
I see.
In other words, chicken and the egg. I'm saying that they're not smart, therefore they don't understand computers. Not that they don't, because they don't understand computers, they're not smart.
Okay. Well, you don't sound elitist saying that, so don't worry about it.
That's not what I'm going for, man. It doesn't really matter
what you're going for.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, you know, obviously computers are quite complicated right now. That's the whole point.
You're saying they need to simplify it
because most people aren't, you know, intelligent. Most people are not at the level right now where they need to be in order to learn every little thing on the computer. I mean, look, even you, Manwich, you're a smart guy, and you can't figure it all out.
I'm lazy.
You know, and people also don't have time.
That's right. That's the biggest issue.
Exactly. Like, Manwich doesn't have time. He's busy buffing his nails.
You know, I spend lots and lots and lots of time on a computer, and there's all sorts of stuff that I'm falling behind on.
Sure.
I'd like to know how to program everything. No, and the more time goes on, the more complicated and specialized all these little computer fields are becoming. I mean, all these little niches of stuff, like you could become an expert in just web programming now.
And that's good because it provides, it provides opportunity, provides jobs, and ways for people to make money off of that specialization. Thank you for the call. 800-259-5791 on the way. We'll get rid of this echo, if you're hearing the echo. And also coming up, Upskirt Photography. That's coming up. It is your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition. You take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Technical problems ironed out at this point. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Go to our auction, auction.freetalklive.com. You'll see that we're selling our top banner on the website. And at last check, actually that was yesterday that I checked last, it was at $50. You could go and pick up our top banner for an entire month for under $100 at auction.freetalklive.com.
So that's right. We'll be your shill. You name the price.
You know what? If you want to, I don't care what you want to sell. It can be a business. Actually, it's up to $76 now. It can be your business. It can be your favorite charity, your favorite band. If you just want to put a big old colored block up there, I don't care.
Man, I wish somebody with just some cash to burn would bid a huge amount of money on that top spot and then just put like a picture of their dog up there. No text, no link to anywhere, just a picture of their dog.
you could do it. Auction.freetalklive.com. All right.
Or cat.
We are going to the phones. On the way, we still have the upskirt thing. I promise you, I want to get to that tonight. But Jeff in Denver's on the line. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit tonight about the Disclosure Project. And what that is it's a research project working to fully disclose the facts about UFOs. And I know a lot of people say that some seriously. A lot of these people say this is nonsense, but look.
Well, hold on. Let's hear what you have to say.
There's a National Press Club 2-hour video where there's over 400 government, military, and intelligence community witnesses ready to testify before Congress about their direct, personal, firsthand experiences with UFOs and other technology, energy, propulsion systems. That basically the government wants to keep secret. And if you guys, and I'm telling you, you need to look at this. If you go to freewebs.com/UFO projects,
All of the websites that Jeff ever gives on the show
also
are that
freewebs.
So none of these sites actually have the resources to buy their own $8 domain name.
No, but seriously. No, freewebs.com.
No, seriously.
/UFO project.
All right, what's the point?
We got it.
But my point is this. I want everybody to watch this National Press Club 2-hour video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And
People have lives, Jeff. They're trying to listen to Free Talk Live. We don't want them watching videotape.
Oh, hold on. Who is the National Press Club?
The National Press Club, guys. That's the National Press Club. It's in Washington, D.C.
Ooh. Right. Well, see, I personally, because I've never had any experience with the press, and
It concerns all the nationwide journalists after, you know, interviewed a lot of these people, and it's the National Press Club from journalists all over the country.
Okay, well, I just didn't know if the National Press Club was some sort of a...
It's a club of all the journalists, exactly. It's a National Press Club of all...
Well, if there's so many journalists that have all this information on UFOs and stuff like that, where are all the reports? Where's all the reporting at?
Well, they're trying to get these 400 government, military, and intelligence community witnesses before Congress, and of course Congress keeps blocking the testimony of these people because they don't want to disclose publicly about...
But wait, what's that have to do with preventing the media from reporting on this?
Is Chris Matthews a part of the National Press Club?
Well, actually, they did report on it. You just didn't hear that much about it.
Because I haven't seen the UFO episode of Hardball. Now, I may not have... I may not have been watching that night, and I'm just curious. Or, you know, the next time Tom Brokaw maybe just happens to mention a UFO.
Well,
that
Fox,
would be...
Fox is always on the ball with UFO stuff. I mean, alien autopsy, all this other crap, sightings and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. I haven't seen anything about UFOs coming through the no-spin zone, have you?
Well, basically, and plus the Disclosure Project, there's a constitutional lawyer named Daniel Sheehan, who is...
Yeah.
He's pretty well known. I mean,
right, Cindy Sheehan's husband.
Yeah, exactly. And he's actually the general
I was
counsel. He's the general counsel for the Disclosure.
You'll believe anything you're told, Jeff.
I don't know
if that's Cindy Sheehan's husband. They're probably not even related.
Well, I'm just saying that he's a constitutional lawyer, and he's represented.
Right.
Government affairs. And
right. You know what I recommend? Okay. Here's better than a two-hour video, Jeff. I recommend you watch a half-hour video. It's Penn and Teller's BS. You can get season one on DVD. You can download the episode online. Go look for alien abductions. It'll blow your mind.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know about freewebs.com.
All right. Enough of the plugs, Jeff.
Enough
of the plugs.
Torgo,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, do you have anything else for Jeff?
Do I have anything? No, Jeff. Thanks for the call.
Well, okay. Yeah, I was just gonna say I wanted to push him off.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh well. Thanks for the call.
Pretend
anyway.
Like he's there. Pretend.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Wait, was that how you going to do it?
Thanks for the call.
I thought there was going to be some sort of snappy, witty thing.
Oh, no, not at all. I just wanted to be the one to say the magic words to make the board out push the button to drop that nutcase right off the air.
Yeah, one plug, that's more than enough. I mean, you
he's not the only one out there that believes in UFOs.
I'm not
saying he is, but he's the only one I've ever heard who calls up. He's like, the National Press Club has 400 people all willing to testify, and it doesn't matter if you say something to him and make it, and just say it as if it were true. Oh, it's gospel. Especially if you can get yourself one of them there fancy free webs.
Even
2 hours after the show, go to freewebs.com/TorgoIsJesus, and you will see a startling revelation that will shake the very foundations of your faith.
As long as you have 2 hours, you can watch the website.
I will make you a two-hour video, but I don't know that I really can talk too much about it on the air.
You know, okay, look, if you believe in UFOs, great, good for you. I mean, it's certainly possible. To be serious for a moment, it is certainly possible that there are other beings out there in the universe. But to suggest that they're coming here in little flying saucer discs,
and sodomizing our farmers,
and meeting with the government, and meeting up with the state, and to talk and to chit chat behind closed doors is so totally paranoid and asinine. And I really recommend Penn and Teller's BS, the alien abductions episode. It will show you how the UFO community is made up of nothing but a bunch of attention grabbing freaks that are looking for nothing more than book sales. Really, that's all these people, or video sales.
And I would like to apologize to anyone that I may have offended by saying Torgo is Jesus. I just couldn't think of anyone else's personal deity, so...
I wonder if Jeff actually owns freewebs.com, because every single time he calls in, he mentions that website.
He can bid on it at auction.freetalklive.com and put a banner up.
Yes, he could.
If he really, really wants to get the word out there.
Right. That'll do it.
Get in contact with the National Press Club, Jeff. Get him on it.
800-259-5791. I mean, how do you feel about the UFO thing, man? Do you think it's for real? Do you think there's some aliens out there?
No, I don't. I don't think that. I think that if there is intelligent life out there, they probably haven't built super light traveling spacecraft and sodomized our farmers.
If there were intelligent life out there, what in the hell would they want to do with the dum-dums on this planet, right? I mean, it's this planet full of maroons.
Exactly. They show up here and catch
hairless
a rerun.
Monkeys.
They just catch a rerun of Walker, Texas Ranger, and head straight back out into the galaxy.
The hell of a pine pair of jeans he wears.
I was going to say, except the only reason they do that is because they'd be afraid of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is the man.
He's a bad
man. They'll put some karate action on you.
Chuck Norris actually went to kick somebody in the face, and his foot actually broke the speed of light and went back in time and kicked Amelia Earhart and killed her while she was flying.
That's talent. All right, Upskirt Photography, man, which...
Dear libertarian friends, this email is from, who is it from? Michael. Don't fall for your French libertine, not libertarian. There's a shot over the bow, huh?
Uh-huh.
for Nicholas. Emailer, upskirts are not tolerable by libertarian standards. They are
really?
A crime.
Why?
The first reason is has to do with conflict between intent and technology. If you leave your window open and paparazzi pictures you having sex, it's your fault. However, if you closed your window, the paparazzi uses an X-ray camera to see through your wall to
That's
film you having sex.
That's your fault for not putting a lead window screen up. We're coming back with more. I'll get to the rest. There's more to this email. 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Visit our website at freewebs.com. I'm kidding. No, we actually have our own domain name because we actually care about our website visitors. You can go to freetalklive.com. That's all you have to do.
I think we should set up a service on our website where kooks can set up their own subpages.
No.
No?
No.
Go to freetalklive.com/aliens are real, I swear to God. Oh, no, they really, really are, I promise. I swear, really, they are. Please don't go away. No, aliens are real.
800-259-5791. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have lots of good stuff for you, including the bulletin board system. With over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, well over 1,000 people interacting, go get interactive at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get the same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of the 1-800 Flower stores and use code FTL for 10% savings. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
All right, so we're talking about upskirt photography. We're talking about your so-called right to privacy or your, I guess, how much privacy you can have. It's a privacy email. You can email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. So let's get back to it, man. When she says that basically if you close your blinds at night, you have the right to privacy, right? Is that what he's saying?
Pretty much. If somebody came along with an X-ray camera to see through your walls and watch you having sex, that would be objectionable. Why? Because you intended to keep others out. If technology evolves beyond conventional intent, you can limit its use. To do so is to protect individual liberty against encroachment. Second, an earlier convention trumps a later one. Women have worn dresses with the intent that they are covering their underwear from others for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. It's well established. There is, therefore, a reasonable expectation they won't be photographed. Those that do invade their privacy and self-ownership, those that do so invade their privacy and self-ownership. The shoe camera convention came after the dress. Think about.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt this.
Please.
Shoe cams came along after the dress, as did, you know, gratings in the ground. Let's say there's a worker underground. He happens to look up as a woman's walking over the grating. Has he invaded her privacy by getting a sneak peek of her underwear because she was wearing a dress and expected privacy, but she walked over that grating, which is a new technology since the dress was invented, you know, a cloth bag. That's all a dress is. It's just a bag with a hole for your head, which, by the way, is the worst. That's all it is, just
You're
a right. big cloth bag. And it's the worst concept for clothing ever. Absolutely the worst concept for clothing ever. If you wear a dress, you should reasonably expect someone to see your underwear at some point.
Well, plus,
every day.
Plus, I'd like to point out that when it comes to dresses or skirts, the longer they are, the more protected you are from some sort of peeping Tom. I mean, if you're wearing a long dress and somebody sticks a shoe camera underneath, there's darkness under there.
Right.
If there's darkness, unless the guy has a flash on his shoe camera, he's not taking pictures of squat. Now, however, if as the dress gets
the flash
exactly.
shoe camera. AmishUpskirt.com. I haven't seen it.
Exist.
No,
but as the dress gets shorter and shorter, the easier it becomes to look up that person's skirt, look up into the underwear region, or if there is no underwear on, look up in that region.
And the easier and easier those girls are.
That's, well, you know, that's certainly a suggestion that you can make. And I gotta say that it's ludicrous to suggest that just because you close your blinds that you have a right to not be photographed by some X-ray camera. If you're that paranoid, if you really need your privacy that bad that you're worried that somebody's photographing you with an X-ray camera, or you're that much of a, I guess, a visible personality that you just have to have the most ultimate secure layers of privacy, then live in a lead box, okay? I don't think X-rays can get through that, can they?
Well, whether you're paranoid or not, couldn't it be reasonably safe to expect some level of privacy in your own home?
Yes, but you still have to take precautions.
Right,
you still have to take steps for it.
But what you're saying is, in order to be allowed that privacy, you need to be paranoid. So if I'm not paranoid and I haven't taken the steps to lead line my house, and someone just does happen to come by with an X-ray camera,
SOL, buddy, and
take a picture of me doing something unsavory,
what are you gonna do?
It's my fault for not being paranoid enough.
Yeah.
What
are you gonna do about
it? So what you're saying is I should be Jeff. That's what I should be, Jeff. I should leadline my house and wear a foil hat and go outside and wait for the anal probe.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, don't worry about it. It's just a photograph, man.
Yeah, okay, great. Someone takes a photograph with technology that I don't know about, then they start distributing it. Or someone's like, hey, look what my neighbor did, and they post it on the phone poles around the neighborhood and stuff like that. That's my fault?
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely not. You're just wrong. Wrong! And you have nothing.
Do you have an expectation of privacy when you pick up your cordless phone, turn it on, and start talking to people?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because
what if it's digitally scrambled?
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? When I'm in my house, behind my walls, doing the thing that I got photographed doing, I was in no way broadcasting that image anywhere outside of my home. On a cordless phone, that signal is not connected to my base unit by a string.
Seems like a difference of degrees to me.
Actually, it's a complete difference in methods.
Mm.
Two completely different things that aren't related.
I'm sorry. I just think if you want to protect your privacy, you have to go through the steps necessary to protect it to the level that you deem necessary. If you deem total protection necessary, then go crazy and get paranoid and start putting up lead line things on your wall.
Let's say I don't deem that total protection necessary because I'm in no way paranoid thinking that someone's going to do that. And then it happens. What steps
You've
can I take?
You've learned your lesson.
Oh,
too bad
okay.
for you.
So where's the lead on your walls?
I'm not concerned about that.
What are you going to do if that happens and all of a sudden there's naked pictures of Ian all over town?
Oh, no. I'll get more attention for my show. Great. I have no problem with that.
Or pictures of you doing things you don't want anyone to know about.
Picking
are you
going to
be upset?
No.
You're lying. You're just wrong. I love how wrong
you
can be.
What do you think? 800-259-5791. Man, what you were kind of quiet through all that. So I'm still thinking about it all.
I
hear what you think. 800-259-5791. I think you only get the privacy you work for. So there. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at RelativityCollapse.net and RelativityCollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at Amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Moments remain. We still have time for your call if you make it here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, where anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control. 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Jesus.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have lots of good stuff there. All of it's free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more. On the house, if you would like to voluntarily support the show, though, we do have an option for you. It's called AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. For $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 130 of our listeners have currently decided to go ahead and do. And it makes a big difference for us, man. Which, why is that?
It helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We purchase advertising, be it online or in magazines, and thereby get carried by more stations. listened to by more people.
Like a deer in headlights. That was amazing.
Oh, nobody realized this. Man was sitting here, was zoning in on his laptop, and so I figured I'd put him to work for a little bit there. Yeah, amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month, you get some perks. In fact, you get access to some classic Free Talk Live episodes from season one, from back in our very first days over 3 years ago. You can listen to those if you're an amplifier.
Way back in the olden days of 3 years ago. The show has changed a lot.
It sure has, but you know the same concept is still there. It was still Free Talk Live in the very beginning, and you can listen to all those if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier. Plus, if you're an amplifier, you get some access. You get access to the amplifiers only forum on the bulletin board system. You also, everybody's going to benefit from the amp program in the long run, because when we reach 50% of our goal, and we're almost to 10% at this point, when we reach 50%, we will cut back on our commercial time on the show. We'll slice 2 minutes an hour out of the show. Commercials, replace it with showtime. And then when we reach 100%, we'll take another 2 minutes out of the show. So that's a total reduction of 25% commercial time. Just because you contributed $3 a month. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Keep getting everything for free. Freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, man, your thoughts on this whole privacy issue. I mean, Torgo and I just had it out, and I kind of want to hear how you feel about this.
I feel like... I don't know. Like, there's points that you've brought up where, you know, obviously I don't think you have a reasonable expectation of privacy when it comes to your cordless phone in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Is it broadcast stuff? But it seems to me that it's, that I don't like the idea of women getting upskirt photography taken of them. And I think that most of it is fake on the internet.
Sure, anyway. Most of it's they're paying some girl to allow it to happen.
And she's happy to get the money, I'm certain.
But there are some guys out there that are really into it, and they just go into it as a hobby. If not, they're not even trying to make money on it. They're just doing it because it turns them on.
And the example of the gentleman with the X-ray camera that he's used here, that you have the reasonable expectation of not being photographed by an X-ray camera through your walls, that seems fair to me.
Sure, you can have that reasonable expectation, but I wouldn't think that somebody's going to take an X-ray photo of you through your walls and then start promoting the fact that they were the ones that took it. I mean, if an X-ray photo of you gets released onto the internet, do you think that that person who took that photo is going to tag their name onto it so that you know who took that photo of you?
Probably not.
Not likely at all. So then you'll just be aware at that point that someone's been taking X-ray photos of you, and at that point, if you want that sort of behavior to stop, you better start taking action, because the government ain't going to do it for you. They're not going to go and protect you from X-ray photos. They're just not. And you have no expectation that the government will help keep your life private.
They're certainly not going to do it with any alacrity, that's for certain.
All right, we're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
If you want privacy, it's up to you. How far you want to go, that's up to you, too. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Get the new...